This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, horse burials, Tiger King, and Donnie Baker. All that coming up right after this word.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. Don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Dear Donnie Baker, I feel a little embarrassed writing you about this, but here goes anyways. I don't have a lot down there, if you know what I mean. I'm 18 years old and could tell the first day we showered in gym I wasn't like the other boys. What hope is there for me with only a pinky's worth of pork? Signed, Hopeless in Huntsville.
Okay.
Well, first off, man, I gotta admit, it took a lot of balls to write that letter to my face. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it did. Uh-huh. I mean, ain't everybody gonna have the gift of girth like I do? We can only go to bat with what God gave us. It sounds to me like you need to learn to bunt sign. Anyways, my point is, there's still a purpose for your pork.
Uh-huh.
But it's up to you to find the right game plan. First off, man, most women don't even know the difference unless they've been around the block a bunch. And I've been with a few of them girls. I've been with some girls that have tried on more pork swords and shoes. And some can be cruel. I remember Angel Skinner telling one ex-boyfriend that it felt like someone was picking her nose down there.
Oh.
I swear to God she did. And he's still in counseling. Talk like that can cripple a man.
Uh-huh.
First off, man, if a girl starts doubting what you got downstairs, just tell her the less it weighs, the longer it stays.
Uh-huh.
And who cares if you ain't packing like everybody else? Embrace it. Stand up, speak up, and be incontinent about it. Be like, hey, baby, I'm like them little candy bars at Halloween. I'm fun size. Uh-huh. I swear to God you should. Uh-huh. Hell, I've known a lot of guys that bowled 300 games without using 16-pound balls. My point is, you got other aspects to your game you can talk up. I had a lot of friends I wrestled with that bragged about having big guns, but then word got out they had quick triggers.
Uh-huh.
So which is worse? Secondly, shave the shrubs or lube the pubes, because hair hides inches. Everybody knows it. If you don't want to cut them, at least wet them down. I'm just saying, if it looks like the perm on Richard Simmons, you're carrying way too much cover.
Uh-huh.
And look at it this way. Not everybody can bench press the same. Not everybody runs the same speed. Not everybody gets the same grades in defensive driving.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
Uh-huh.
So start looking at your upside. Tell her you got some staying power. Or tell her you're double digits, at least in the metric system. Or tell her, hey, baby, at least I got fat fingers.
Uh-huh.
Either way, you have options, Hopeless. I swear to God you do. I gotta go.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy, what do you got?
I received a letter from Dallas. Churchill Downs apparently asked about whether they bury horses. They apparently have some of the winning horses buried there, but, and I don't think I needed to know this, they only bury their heads and hooves.
Okay.
That is weird.
How about that?
See?
That means...
I could have gone my whole life without knowing that.
That means there's a guy whose job it is.
Yeah. To get ready
for...
There's
something funny down that road.
Wow.
Remember, we're all in quarantine.
But they did have a funeral, apparently, for Man of War, and they buried his whole body. So there you go. He could be making this up.
Special treatment for Man of War.
Yeah. He's a hell of a horse.
Yeah, before we bury him, they're doing a stage play of The Godfather. down at the Mockery Theater. We're going to...
I never thought that was that terrifying in The Godfather. I think that's a misstep in The Godfather. I don't...
Are you kidding?
No.
No, I think it holds... I think it's effective.
Absolutely terrifying.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
I think it's effective.
I would have been more upset if it had been the family dog or something. Than Khartoum.
Well, they set it up because he was the...
Right.
This is like arguing with my dog.
I feel like you don't respect me sometimes.
Did you get that?
Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hey, Donnie. How are you, sir?
Christy, your next album should be called Heads and Hooves.
Man. Oh, man.
I won't even be able to eat lunch regular today.
No. We're not going to be able to do anything regular for the rest of our lives.
And I watched that magic show with Justin Williams last night.
Oh, yeah.
That one called Magic for Humans on Netflix.
Uh-huh. He's a friend of the show. He's a great guy.
I love that guy. I've said it before, and I'll say it like this. I hate magicians, because all they are is professional liars, and I'll say it right up their sleeve to their face. But this Justin dude's super cool, but I've been scared of magic ever since my Uncle Jinbug used to pull Showbiz pizza tokens out from behind my ears.
Oh, wow.
And I can't stand it when magicians are saying, hey, nothing up my sleeve. It's like, yeah, they're nothing up your sleeve, and no chicks in your bed, and no money in your bank neither. I swear to God. I hate all of them. I mean, I like his Justin Willimans and Celery Head.
You mean Carrot Top? Carrot Top's a comedian, not a magician.
Celery Head.
Whatever, I figured, like everybody else, he'd gone green by now.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you seen him lately? Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, he swowed up. Carrot Top looks like Lyle Alzado and Lou Ferrigno has had a baby. Got them big muscles with those four-lane veins popping out. He's got the body of Hulk Hogan's and more plastic surgery than Joan River. Yeah. I swear to God.
Right.
And what's he trying to prove with it anyways? Like, if Carrot Top really wants to impress me, use them huge muscles to kick the crap out of my most two hated magicians, David Blaine's and Chris Angle. I swear to God.
Chris Angel.
You know, I think they're the same person. Think about it. When's the last time you've seen the two of them at the same time without pitcher in pitcher?
Never.
That's how much magicians even hate being magicians. They hate it so much they even call themselves magic men no more. Go by mentalist.
Oh, really?
Oh, I swear to God. Now they're always like, think of a word. Now I want you to think of a number between 1 and 100. Now think back to the first back you ever had. Okay, what color was it? Like, listen, Dick, I came to see magic, not take a damn pop quiz, you know? Stay out of my bubble. Remember when David Blaine sat in that glass jar for like 3 weeks in Times Square?
Yeah.
Where's the damn magic in that? You know, my cousin Lonnie's been wrapped in the same Snuggie for 2 years. Ain't nobody giving him an HBO special, you know? And I hate how every trick they just stare. After every, you know, same reason I hate jack-o'-lanterns. They also stare.
They sure do.
Natural threat. You know?
Now they don't
if
blink.
I want to go see real magic, I'll just watch the best of Mia Khalifa on Pornhub. Swear to God. She can make three things disappear at once.
Oh, boy.
Oh, is that right?
Yikes.
Josh, am I right? I know you got the membership. I bet when pickles see her face, they run, you know? Same with bananas or anything Tubular, you know? Or even the chick used to eat from my mom, Phyllis, is better, you know? She could play three harmonicas with no hands. Queen Laquisa. Put her on Shark Tanks.
Yeah.
Heads and hoods. We're not going to go.
Right. Thank you, Donnie.
Well. I'm not familiar with the porn star he referenced. I'll have to look her up.
Hmm. Mia Khalifa?
Queen Laquifa?
Mia Laquifa.
Well, that one either.
Mila Kunis?
No, about Wiz Khalifa.
You got me. Well, thank you very much, Donnie. And now we turn to Christy Lee. You'll find her at the news desk. In
no
the
more
other
horse
room.
News.
No more horse news. Okay.
No.
I think we broke the horse news.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. Oh,
do
hey.
Do they have like a giant guillotine? I mean...
Oh, my God.
Well, is it a chainsaw?
Yeah, all you need is a buzzsaw.
I bet it's a chainsaw.
Or I hope it's a chainsaw. I mean, not
wear eye protection.
Yeah.
Some elaborate cutting device, I would guess.
Then somebody else just said on Twitter that they'd always heard head, heart, and hooves.
Oh,
so.
God.
Well, that's all right.
It's a children's song, isn't it?
Head, heart, and hooves, and snout. Well, I guess snout would be part of the
go, you chicken fat, go!
Head, heart, and hooves, and balls.
Hey, let's go from horses to tigers, shall we? The Netflix hit The Tiger King has been turned into a comic book. Right. Tidal Wave Productions released the comic book called Infamous Tiger King. Publisher Darren G. Davis said the 24-page flipbook is sort of a prequel to the Netflix series.
Holy hell.
Detailing the beginnings of the feud between Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin, Davis said, quote, "This starts off with their childhood and problems that they had growing up and why they both think that they are so in the right for everything that they're doing." He added, about half of the comic book is from Baskin's perspective, while the other half is devoted to Exotic's. Infamous Tiger King, which was written by Michael Frizzell and drawn by Joe Paradise, can be purchased online or at your local comic book store.
It's on Amazon.
Okay.
Right now you can.
If sure,
you
there's wanna, some.
If you want to get it.
Hardcore fans out there can't wait.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I hear. What is that? What do they call it when they mix comic books? Like, you know what I'm talking about? The way that they'll have like Archie show.
Yeah, they
up.
Do crossover issues.
Crossover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember Batman teamed up with Superman in a comic book, and I lost my mind.
Wow. Oh, really?
Who could they team Joe Exotic up with?
Archie?
Oh, cross. You could go Jughead. To Riverdale?
What?
What did the kids at Riverdale ever do to deserve that?
Well, actually, they've gone so crazy in Riverdale. That.
Well, yeah. That show. You ever watched that show?
Archie's, wow. Archie's in jail.
Oh,
he was in jail.
Just like Tiger King.
Yeah,
well, Riverdale's
maybe
pretty
they'll meet
hot.
In jail.
There you go. Jailhouse lovers.
Yeah. Archie, you're
Archie
back.
Archie and Joe Exotic.
Wow.
Oh, why not?
Maybe. I was always thought it'd be Reggie.
Oh.
The ladies' really? Man with the ascot. Right?
Tries right. A little bit too hard.
Yeah.
What are you thinking?
Be overcompensating.
She's hot, right? Huh? Isn't she hot, right?
Yeah, no, she's right.
Yes, Reggie.
Yeah, she's very, very good.
Okay, I'm sorry.
A 1935 letter signed by Winnie the Pooh illustrator Ernest Howard Shepherd.
I thought you were going to say just signed by Winnie
so
the
did
Pooh.
I. Ernest Howard Shepherd?
Yes.
Don't bother. I have to sign autographs.
That's triple its expected amount when it sold for more than $15,000. The letter actually is signed Winnie the Pooh.
Oh.
It includes a drawing of Pooh from A.A. Milne's book series.
Milne,
as well as a best friend Piglet.
Oh.
Mr. Shepherd apologizes to a young fan named Buffkins for missing his birthday party.
Buffkins?
Yes.
That's the kid's name?
That's
yes.
A prison nickname.
Holy hell.
Get over here, there's Buffkins.
There's a butt buddy.
Buffkins?
I don't get that, chick. Did you
I
get
don't
that?
Understand I understand why.
Butt buddies,
yeah.
All they do is admire female butts.
Good friends? I don't know why he's talking about
I don't know
like
what Pat meant by that.
I wonder how Buffkins is doing these days.
Probably 6 feet under.
Oh.
What era? Does it say what year the letter was written?
1935.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
well, there's
yeah.
A chance that person's still... Absolutely, there's a chance.
You know, they only bury Winnie the Pooh fans. They only bury their head and feet and
art.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, speaking of that. This is a wood chipper from Fargo. I don't know.
Oh, it sure is, isn't it?
Police!
And I suppose that's your friend in the wood chipper.
And we've been joined
look
at this. There's Willie Griswold in Chicago in his apartment.
Looks like he's doing a ball game.
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Hello again, everybody. You're looking live. Yeah. Willie Griswold.
Just staring over a cliff.
Willie has the headset on. How's it going, Willie?
I'm good. How are you guys doing? You having fun without me?
We miss you.
We do miss you.
We do miss you, yeah.
Yeah, I've been tuning in. Dad, I got to say, you've been pretty brutal to the fellas and Christy this morning.
Oh. What do you mean?
You're with the jokes. You're kind of running these jokes in. I feel like you're not listening to a lot of jokes that are going on. I feel like you're kind of giving Josh, you're giving the butt buddies a hard time.
That's right.
Well, I'm trying to explain that they say that they're both the admirers. I mentioned that I liked yoga pants.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The ladies, and you guys said you like them too. And then so you like them so much you decided to start a little club.
Yeah, we're the butt buddies because we like to look at butts.
We're very tight.
Have you tried Googling that?
Very close.
We don't need to Google it. We know what it means. Mm-hmm. We know exactly what
it means. We're tight butt buddies.
Good friends.
Yeah, it's a fun, original name. I don't think they have to Google it. There should be no copyright infringement issues
right,
there.
Right, thank you. No. Yeah.
There you go.
Do you spell butt with the double T, right?
Well, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. They're nothing but buddies.
Just a couple of butts. Da-da-da-da. Painting the town.
Got each other's back, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, there you go. There's another line.
Tom, you were hard on the butt buddies earlier.
Okay, sorry. Are you hard on each other?
We can be hard on each other.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, boy.
We like to make it easy, though.
He knows how to push my buttons.
Okay. Urban Dictionary defines butt buddies.
We don't even know what it means.
No, don't tell us that.
Yeah.
No.
Let's worry about the present and the future. I'm not worried about the past.
Well, yes. Don't look back.
This definition is really interesting.
Don't look back. Never
look back. Yeah, a couple of friends who like to sit around and look at butts. And
two straight guys that are totally straight but always together and act gay around each other so you would think they are gay.
Act gay?
Seriously?
No, nothing gay.
Why would gay be brought up?
Nothing gay about being a butt buddy?
No. That's the Urban Dictionary definition. I don't know. I'll stay out of it.
Yeah.
Dad, I had an idea. There's been some pretty killer jokes about this whole Kentucky Derby thing. And you've kind of been running into the ground that you want a pumpkin spice mint julep. You've said it about 15 times.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
The whole point is
I'm trying to underscore the fact that the Kentucky Derby is going to be in the fall, which is now the pumpkin spice season.
Right.
No, sure, I get that. But what I want to do is I wanted to quiz you about jokes that other people on the show have made that you have just transitioned right out of.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, this is interesting.
I'm happy to do it.
This is a great topic.
Okay, so this is a great joke that Josh made. When saying that the horses, everyone has to wear face masks, someone alluded that the horse would have to wear face masks. That's already hilarious. You got to love it when the setup is funny.
All right.
But Josh mentioned that the horses gathered to vote on all of the face masks. And I want to quiz you.
Oh, I know this.
In Josh's jokes about horses voting on face masks, what did all the horses say?
Nay.
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 I was right there.
That was
there
a great joke,
Josh.
I was right there with that.
Tom jumped on it.
You were right there with that?
He was. In fact, he was one of the only people with great enthusiasm. Yeah.
All right.
Helping to try to kind of support the joke.
right.
Because that's what you do.
Give it some scaffold.
Yeah. You hold us up.
We're trapeze artists, so when I let go of the – I know he's going to be there to
he's
catch
gonna
me.
Be yeah, right very there.
Good. What's the other one I missed, Billy?
So the next one, when we were talking about Down Goes Frazier after he died, what did Pat say that Down Goes Frazier has been doing since retirement?
Oh, man.
I remember.
So wait a second. Now, this started with me asking the question, was there ever a horse named Down Goes Frazier because of the great Howard Cosell phrase with reference to the
There
you go.
With reference to Louisville's own.
Yeah, Louisville's own Muhammad Ali.
Yes.
Yeah, and I have to say it's pretty frustrating that you were right. Pretty annoying that you were right.
I was just asking, was there ever a horse called Down Goes Frazier? And then Gary here from Botkins, Ohio. Botkins sounds like a city in a Harry Potter novel, doesn't it?
Yes,
kind
it
of, yeah.
I say.
Odds Botkins.
He's from Botkins, is he? Gary did the research, and he's sent me right from the book here. The Down Goes Frazier was foaled in May 11th of 1999.
How about that?
And then, so was Pat referencing the horse?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
That was making a joke. Go ahead, Josh. Sorry.
Oh no! I remember what Pat said. Does anybody else?
I don't.
Well,
it's very funny, and it's one of your favorite kinds of jokes.
So it has to be a pun.
What was the setup?
The setup was, what is the horse Down Goes Frazier doing these days?
Oh, was it something about 6 feet under?
I said 6 feet under, but what did Pat
say? Pat's answer was holding paper together.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Horses turning into glue is one of your favorite joke themes.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I got nothing on that. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
It was a great line. And then the last one.
And actually, Pat, we did acknowledge that. And then I said, or maybe wood, it could be.
Oh, that's right.
And then I said it could be dog food. And we tagged it, yeah.
Yeah. Besides unfortunate incidences that happen in the shower in prisons, horses turning into your glue is one of your favorite jokes.
Of course. Absolutely.
There's two things you like guaranteed. Okay, so this is the last one. This was my favorite joke of the morning that you gave just nothing to.
I'm sorry.
Josh, this is an Arnold original. Where do horses go after they die? Where are horses buried after they die?
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. It's fairly tasteless.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember either.
It's terrible. It's very funny. It's pretty dark. It's good.
Oh, yes, I know what it was. Yes, it was. I thought it was rather unfortunate and unpatriotic.
Well, that's not.
It was a reference.
Christy asked if there was a horse cemetery.
Arlington. Yes, I did. Yeah, oh, Arlington Downs.
I said you've never been to Arlington Downs. It was the most famous cemetery that I could think of.
Sure. Yeah.
That's a great line. That's a great line, Josh.
Thank you. It is dark, yeah, and it's my father was a Vietnam vet.
Just amazing.
Yes. Okay, very good, sir. Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a new feature, analyzing the jokes that
we brushed over.
Yes, the jokes. It's the jokes that you don't like, Dad. It's the jokes that you don't give enough love to that I'm here to kind of bring them back.
I think I critiqued that as it happened, as it came out of your mouth, I believe.
I think it got the proper reception.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Genug bist. Wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.